You know, I was thinking at one point of creating a church of repentant billionaires. Because, you know, if you're a billionaire, let's say you're Bill Gates or Fauci or one of those, can you just walk in the streets anywhere? Could you show up at a church service? And could you go anywhere without the fear that somebody was going to strangle you immediately or that a whole mob would tear you limb from limb? You know, they can't be very happy. How many people love these people, right? And if you don't have love, what good is your billions of dollars? You know, they're dying inside. They're shriveling. Their consciences are destroying them. And many want to repent, and they realize the error of their ways, but they're stuck in their frame of reference. But they know that it's killing them as well. And they know that because they have to now go to the nuclear war option, they have built underground cities and even off-planet cities, but they're underground. And they will become their tombs. They will not survive there, even though they're hoping that they will make it and come out when the radiation is gone and all that. It won't be like that. So for them, this is Tombsday. For the rest, it's Doomsday, but they will die in their tombs. And so they're not happy because at some level they know they cannot overcome the power of the light. Of the real. So they are playing a role that has also been determined by God, by Zervan. Even the demonic is part of God. And so, yes, there has to be not only forgiveness, but the recognition that they are providing the most auspicious blessing that one could ever have. This is a real-time test of everyone's nature, of everyone's mettle, of everyone's courage, of everyone's greatness. Do you rise to the occasion? Do you do what Christ did? Remember, Christ knew that he would be crucified if he spoke the truth, but he was willing to do it. He was willing to overturn the tables of the money changers, knowing that they would crucify him the next day, which they did. They didn't put up with it. Are you willing to play a role of a hero who is unafraid of life and death? You don't have to turn over the tables at the injection center, but some people will choose that as their way of expressing truth. But are you willing to overcome the table of the ego? Are you willing to overcome the limited perspective of ego consciousness and become victorious and a manifestation of God on earth, not just a believer in God or one who is a seeker, but one who has actually claimed your birthright completely? If you are willing to do that, then this time in which it's life or death, it's now or never, is providing you the opportunity and the pressure that is required to turn coal into the diamond. And that's what's happening. The black coal of the ego, if it's under enough pressure and reaches its innermost core, will emerge as the diamond mind. And that mind will shine with such intensity that it will create a new world.